For years, Christian missionaries have relied on Bibles and prayer to spread the word of God in remote Aboriginal communities. Now a more high-tech approach is proving popular, with satellites being installed to deliver Christian television to bush communities in northern WA. Erin Park has more.
For Sandra Cox, her Christian faith is a daily commitment.
I do scripture class, I do Sunday schools.
Sandra is a Gunyandi woman who lives in one of the most remote corners of the country, at the bush community of Yearly. She's one of many Aboriginal people in the Kimberley who have converted to Christianity in recent years, happy to leave behind the traditional Aboriginal spirituality of their ancestors.
How can culture and God fit together? Culture just come and go. To me, I'd rather accept God.
Now she has another tool to support her on her spiritual journey, a satellite dish installed at the community's Tin Shed Church. It provides access to 16 Christian television stations, running a non-stop feed of sermons and scripture.
Can God change your life in just 30 minutes?
The service was installed for free, courtesy of some visiting missionaries.
They asked me, interested in having a God TV, and I said, yes, made me happy because I was needed more encouragement to find more ways to connect with God, you know, and God TV is really good.
The missionaries were from the Chariots of Fire Ministry, a church group from southern Western Australia. Brian Sonneman, who's helped install God TV in 67 homes in recent trips, says they're careful not to push religion onto people.
We don't want to destroy their culture. You don't just walk in and say, look, you've got to install this. You've got to befriend the person first. We don't push it.
The rollout was largely funded by the Christian satellite installation company InstallLife, which is based in Melbourne. Director Wayne Natman says they were inspired to expand the program after the success of the first remote installation at the desert community of Mullen.
We installed it into a couple of homes, and as time went by, people in that community let us know that no one had committed suicide. So I guess it just strengthened our resolve.
It's this claim that Christian TV is literally saving Indigenous lives that's upset some in the region. Gordon Marshall, chairman of the Kimberley Aboriginal Law and Culture Centre, says stopping self-harm and suicide is a complex task.
Anything that can help stem the youth from suiciding is good, but I don't think them putting these TVs in is really helping.
The ABC has confirmed that there have been multiple suicides in communities where God TV has been installed. In one community, two people took their lives in 2019 alone. Wayne Natman from InstallLife says they weren't aware of the recent deaths and have now removed such claims from their promotional materials, but he maintains that Christian television does strengthen communities. The missionaries are now fundraising to install God TV in the homes of Aboriginal people in northern Queensland in 2020.
Erin Park reporting.